Peace to you, brothers and sisters. Today, I would like to share with you what Pastor Mary shared with Chinese congregation last week. The theme is, I Know That My Redeemer Lives. Recently, we have been reading the book of Job in our morning devotion. Reading the book of Job during the pandemic has given us a deeper understanding of Job. We know that Job was a man suffering great pain. His life was falling from its highest to his lowest. We don't need to count how much he lost. For anyone who suffers a tenth of his loss cannot bear it. If he made a wrong decision leading to these sufferings, he would be responsible for it. But in fact, he did not do anything wrong. We can only say that he was unfortunate. Job was the victim of an unfortunate environment. What Job lost was not only his tangible items, but also his beloved family. In addition, his illness brought him physical pain. What was more painful was that when this series of attacks hit Job, others began to talk about him instead of comforting him with empathy. Job lost his position in other people's hearts. The ones who had respected him in the past looked down on him. Job became a lonely person. No matter how big the world was, no one could understand the pain and depression in his heart. We don't even need to know Job well. We can feel Job's life was dropping from its peak to its lowest. At his lowest, when he looked back, he missed the past, but he couldn't go back. When he looked forward, he couldn't see any light. He was surrounded by darkness and there was no light. For him, every day passing felt like a year. But what was the strength that supported Job every day? How did Job get out of such great darkness? The book of James says that Job was blessed because of his patience. How did Job endure? Did he get through this tough time adamantly? Or did he helplessly get through this period? We believe it is not the latter situation. Otherwise, the Bible would not take him as an example for us to learn from. All suffering has a deadline. Enduring suffering without purpose, without hope, has no value. But it only makes life painful and confusing. In James chapter 5, verse 11, it says, "Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful." Job's patience in suffering was because he knew that the Lord had given him an end out of all these circumstances. He believed in the end, and he hoped for it. Therefore, when the circumstances were difficult, he could wait patiently. What did Job believe? What did he look forward to? Let's read Job chapter 19, verses 25 to 27 together. "For I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth. And after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. How my heart yearns within me." Job knew that he had a Redeemer, and that the Redeemer was a living God. He was not a God who could not see, could not hear, or could not respond. One day, the Redeemer will come to earth. even if Job's skin and flesh were destroyed over the course of time, Job believed that he could see God with his own eyes. Job knew that his life was beyond the flesh, and he wanted to see his Redeemer with his own eyes. This end was what he longed for and what he expected. We really don't know how Job saw this ending. In chapter 29 of Job, it states that God treated him as a close friend. Maybe God told him. This hope supported Job in the darkest night, and this assurance of the outcome made the suffering lifted. This hope made suffering meaningful. The ending was too important for life. Job called God the Redeemer, not the Savior. Job was the first person to use this term. The Old Testament did not explain the meaning of the Redeemer. However, in Job's time, the term Redeemer was no stranger. Redeemer means someone who helped you to redeem your lost property. Using a modern example, I have a valuable item that was pawned to others for some reason, but I can't redeem it myself. At this time, a person paid the ransom price for me, redeeming my valuables back to me. This person is the Redeemer. The term Redeemer is more significant than Savior and has a deeper and more personal relationship with us. In the New Testament, we know that Jesus is our Redeemer. When the Lord Jesus was born, his parents took him to the temple to offer their son who had been born to God. When Simeon and Anna, the female prophet, saw baby Jesus, they said that the baby was the Redeemer and salvation they had been waiting for. Dear brothers and sisters, what have we lost? We have lost the idea of man in God's mind when he first created man. That is our identity, the meaning of our life, and the glorious ending of our life. And how did we lose it? Because of Adam and Eve's choice to let sin come into their lives, human beings were then ruled by sin and Satan. We lost our identity, we lost the meaning of our life, and we lost our glorious ending. We became lost people, we are sinners, and we live among them. Life is full of adversity, unexplained and unstoppable suffering. Without a hopeful ending, the experience in life is meaningless. The vanity itself is a great perplexity and suffering. This is the message from the author of Ecclesiastes, who was also a wise man. Do we have a chance to return to the original idea of God's creation? Who can redeem us? The price of redeeming human beings from Satan's control is so high, and no one can pay for it. Like Psalm chapter 49 verse 7 said, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. But until the Lord Jesus came, he took on the same body and temperament as us, but had no sin. The Lamb of God, who has no blemishes or no spots, made our ransom and redeemed us from the bondage of Satan. Not only did he pardon our sins, but Jesus also redeemed for us the beautiful idea that God created us. We can reconcile with God to restore the relationship as father and sons. We are the children of God, and God is our Abba Father. We have God's life, and as we grow, we must be like God. This is God's mind towards us. The Lord Jesus will come again, and we will see Him with our own eyes. Furthermore, He is coming to take us to Him. Wherever He is, we will always be with Him. Dear brothers and sisters, when Jesus comes back again, all people have two choices. Those who belong to God will be with Jesus forever. But those who do not belong to God but belong to Satan, they will go to Satan's place forever. What a wonderful thought that we know we will have a glorious and hopeful ending today. When Job was enduring pain and long days, he was patient and did not give up the hope of the Redeemer. The book of James said he was a blessed man. Since the beginning of this year, we have been hearing terrible bad news, not only the pandemic, but also the disasters caused by the pandemic are beginning to affect us. In addition to the pandemic, the criminals are taking chances to rob. The enemy's work will never change. Stealing, killing, and destroying. Every time we have a little hope, it disappears immediately. How do we live these days? We should not be like people who do not have God, talking casually and helplessly. But we have to believe that the Lord has good will to let us read the book of Job. He wants to speak to us from it. First, we have a Redeemer. He brought us at an extremely high price, which was His own life. And now, I belong to God and I am treasured by God. Dear brothers and sisters, when we are suffering, the enemy will lie to us just like it did to God, to Job. It tells us not to talk about God anymore since it is not practical. It keeps on questioning us. Where is God? Does God love you? Etc., etc., etc. But don't leave God. Be patient. We need to remind each other, we belong to God. We are His children, and God always loves us. Even if one day a mother forgets his baby, her baby, God will not forget us. We are His beloved children. Second, He is a living God. God is still living today. He not only looks at all things happening, He is also in control of them. We are amazed by the things happening in the present, but the whole situation is happening according to the Bible. We are in this belief that suffering has come to us, but it's no surprise to God. Jesus has risen from the dead and lives forever. He is our resurrected shepherd. His almighty arms surround us. He is always with us. He provides what we need, and He is leading us every day. Let us experience together what He is a faithful God in this difficult time. And we will be ashamed to take refuge in. We will not be ashamed to take refuge in Him. Third, the Lord will come back soon, and we will see Him with our own eyes, and we will be like Him. Many things tell us that the day of the Lord's coming back is so close. We have come to the last stage of the biblical prophecy. We can't give up at this time. We must support each other, encourage each other, think more about the above things, and let us seek God and turn our eyes upon the heaven. You will surely see the trace of the Lord around you. We believe we will see Him with our own eyes. Let this end be the hope of our daily life. Brothers and sisters, let us read Romans chapter 5, verses 1 to 5, to conclude today's message. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us.